I always feel sorry for the people at the 4 o'clock Mass on Saturday because they get the rough homily, and often at the end of that homily, I'm not satisfied. The readings today, in order to understand them, it seems that we've set up a paradigm in order to understand. We have what seems to be the interior and the exterior. We have a situation with the prophet in the first reading, Jeremiah, in which he's proclaiming the word of God. He is speaking as the prophet, anointed with the Holy Spirit, and yet all of these people, in the secrecy of their homes, are plotting against him, to destroy him. And he understands that, and he says, Lord, you need to bring this to light. My trust is in you. You defend me from this onslaught, this interior hatred for me, for doing your work. In the gospel text, we also have this interior and exterior situation. The context for the gospel is that Jesus is sending out his 12 to go out, right? To go out ahead of him. He sees the harvest is abundant, and he sends laborers out. He sends them out in power to go and proclaim the kingdom of God, to heal, to deliver, all of these things. And it's in this context that he says to them, do not be afraid. Okay, it was in the gospel twice. One, do not be afraid of anyone. The second, do not be afraid. If there's anything that you hold and capture from the readings today, do not be afraid. Do I need to say it again? Do not be afraid. He's sending them out, and what he's saying to them is, what I have spoken to you in the secret, in the dark, in the hidden, in the house, in the home, what I have said to you, not in parables, but plainly, do not be afraid to proclaim in the open. Because everything that is spoken of in the darkness will be revealed in the light. Now this is for them to go forth in confidence that what Jesus has said to them will be fulfilled in him. He is the Messiah. He is going to fulfill all of these things. Do not be afraid to proclaim it in the light. You might ask the question, there's a little caveat here, well, why isn't Jesus proclaiming it in the light? He's speaking in parables. He's talking about all this. He declares that he is the Christ, one time, the Messiah, and immediately is condemned and put to death. Okay? You remember that, right? The trial? He didn't say anything. It says, say to us plainly, are you the Christ, the Son of God? And he says, I am. And that's it. Trial's over. He's condemned to death. So Jesus has got work to do. He can't just say it. He is about a work of God. That's why he's proclaiming in parables. He can say it to his disciples and his apostles in the secret, but cannot proclaim it out loud. But they can. Do not be afraid. You can proclaim it out loud. Do not be afraid. The reason Jesus isn't proclaiming out loud is because of the timing. It's all about his Father's work and the perfect time in which he will proclaim it. And he will be immediately put to death for it. It's a little caveat in there, but what Jesus is saying is, what is known in the darkness, do not be afraid to proclaim in the light, because he speaks truth there in the darkness. Even for us, my brothers and sisters, we are in a world that despises truth. Do you understand that? Unlike any time in my life, the thought that there is an objective truth is objectively offensive to people. What do we hear all the time? Well, that's your truth. My truth is this. That's your opinion. My opinion is this. You feel that way? Well, I feel this way. It doesn't matter what we feel. Truth is not dependent upon our feelings, my brothers and sisters. It is offensive to people in our generation. People for generations have sought to know truth. Even the quest of science is all about trying to discover truth. And yet nowadays, even science, even the behavioral sciences, what they conclude is squashed because it doesn't correspond to current opinion. Behavioral sciences, even today, situations are, no, we can't say that. That's not politically correct to say that this is an unhealthy situation or that. You can't say that. Absolute denial that there is a truth. And I don't say that there's Jesus. Jesus is the truth. But even just holding the truth is offensive in our generation. And so for us to operate in the truth of who Jesus is and what he has spoken to us, to go out because there is yet to be fulfillment. There's yet to be fulfillment for us, just as there was yet to be fulfillment for the apostles in his death and resurrection. There is yet to be fulfillment for us in his return and glory. And we are to operate in that truth in the light. To operate in that truth. Do you know how disorienting it is when there is no objective truth? This sounds like a philosophical homily, but my brothers and sisters, you don't understand. If there is not an objective truth, there is no point of reference, no anchor to which we attach ourselves to know who you are. The current generation says, there is no truth. You can become whatever you want to be. And it sounds so freeing and so wonderful. But it does exactly the opposite. You have no point of reference. You have no understanding of your worth and your dignity. You have no understanding of what you were created for and who you are and who it is that has created you. How important it is to possess truth in our life. It's this place that we've come in order to know who we are. When we are in this process of conversion, my brothers and sisters, so these ideas, I just presented them. Now we're going to talk about some way to make it concrete. In that quiet place within ourselves, as we live life, stuff comes up, right? Stuff comes up. When stuff comes up, it is truth. It is being spoken. And I'm not talking about objective truth. It's like, I'm mad. Okay. That can be true. I'm mad. I'm angry. Right? So sometimes in that quiet place within our heart, this truth comes up. I'm angry. What do you do when that happens? What do you do when that happens? You have situations in your heart that it's almost like we're going to proclaim the truth. I'm angry. You know what happens in me? I hear a voice that says, stop being angry. That sounds like a particular person that I knew growing up. Stop being angry. You shouldn't be angry. It is almost like a violence that's taking place within me. Like, here's the truth. I'm angry. No. You're too old to be like that. You're too old to have that feeling. Stop having that. Stop feeling that. Okay. Oh, sorry. Let's push it back down. My brothers and sisters, in the interior of who we are, Jesus is there. The Spirit of truth abides within us. Should we be afraid to acknowledge the truth of our thoughts and our feelings within us? Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, my brothers and sisters. even in this process of our own conversion, of our own transformation. Do not be afraid to speak the truth within you. Jesus is there, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit is there to help us. Is this immaturity? Who knows? Is this a good feeling? Is it a bad feeling? Only the Holy Spirit knows. The fact that I have it, I possess it. Now, Lord, I bring it to you into the light. Help me to understand this. I give it to you. Does it come from a place of woundedness in me? Then help me to see the wound and heal it, Jesus. You see, even like we this even this own process within us. Because what happens is when all of these feelings and these thoughts, no matter what they are, anger, frustration, boredom, loneliness, jealousy, rage, no matter what they are that come up within us, and none of these should we be afraid. None of these things will separate us from the love of God. He is there with us to bring it to light. If we do not bring it to light, we have all of these feelings, what do? Go to the medicine cabinet, pull out the pill, and we numb it. We numb it. There's hundreds of ways to numb all of that stuff within us. I almost called it junk. You see, I can't change my mentality. The stuff within us, the truth within us, these things within us, we numb it. We numb it with TV, YouTube, and streaming. We numb it with explicit things off the internet that stir within us these great things that God created within us to mask and to numb. We drink. We eat. We shop. We gamble. Shall I go on? We turn to all of these things. What? To numb the stuff. If you broke your femur and I handed you a can of numbing cream, the absurdity of that as the means for your healing, right? Here's some numbing cream, the spray stuff that you get when you get sunburned, right? You know, spray some of this on there, you know? Do not be afraid, my brothers and sisters. Do not be afraid. Over and over again, I've said to you, who are you? You are a beloved son. You are a beloved daughter. You are known by God. And when I say you're known, what does that mean? Like 20% known by God? 25? We could give him a passing grade, 65%, right? God, you get a passing grade. You know me well enough to pass the exam of Father Anthony, right? There are more things that I will forget about myself. I don't know where I was going with that. The whole idea is that God knows everything about me. And things that I will not even know about myself in life, it will only discover in death. There's nothing about you that he does not know, my brothers and sisters. He loves you. We are not to be afraid of this stuff that comes up within us. These feelings, these thoughts, these emotions, this anger, this frustration. Do not be afraid of any of these things, because he's there with you. He already knows them. And he loves you. And so we need to bring them to the light. We need to bring them into the open. We need to take the covering off and open up the wound so that the wound can be healed. Because the Christian life, the fullness of truth that is given to us in Jesus Christ, is not a numbing spray. You know, there are many people who would say that about Christianity. Oh, Christianity, it's just, you just use it an opium for the masses, right? Religion just numbs the pain. It is so much more, my brothers and sisters, if we allow it to be. It is the means for our transformation. So we're not to be afraid of the truth. The truth sets us free. Whether it's in persecution like Jeremiah, whether it is Jesus speaking in the dark about who he is, that we would take that to ourselves, that we would live in freedom because we believe and we know who Jesus is and we're operating in that truth. Or if it's in our own interior conversion and transformation, cannot be afraid. He desires to enter into that. There's no reason to be afraid. He is there with us in order to bring it to light, to speak truth within us. The truth that Jesus speaks, my brothers and sisters, is not to wound us or to accuse us. The truth that Jesus speaks within us is to bring us to true freedom and health. Amen.